My name is BJ Hill. I'm a teacher from Massachusetts. I'm walking across America, carrying a notebook with me and asking people I meet along the way to write a message for the next president of the United States.
BJ Hill has collected thousands of messages since he began his walk in San Francisco on March 1st. As he nears the end of his cross-country walk in Boston, he's on his third book.
The books are about the size of a Bible. They're black and they're leather-bound, and there's probably about 500 pages in each one.
And they're filled with notes, like this one from Frank Stahl.
My message to the president is be president of the USA. Quit trying to be president of the world. I felt like that Clinton tried to be president of the USA, and we ended up with a surplus. And Bush has tried to be president of the world, and he's got us in an awful mess.
It's kind of an old-fashioned idea. Collecting handwritten messages for the president in an era of instant internet communications, how would a book of scrawled notes help the president more than, say, the latest opinion poll?
I think it would keep him grounded as to, you know, what the rest of us Americans really are thinking and what we're doing and what we're going through.
Hill reckons that the last person to try to take the pulse of the nation like this was President Franklin Roosevelt's wife, Eleanor Roosevelt, in the 1930s.
And so she would actually go out and travel the country and come back and report to him. And what she would do is she would write letters and put them in a basket next to his bed. And so right before he went to sleep, he would read these letters that she had written talking about what the common man was going through in places that he couldn't get to.
We need better health care for self-employed, and I can't say enough about the gas prices.
They got to do something about these oil prices because some people, it's either eat or you need heat.
Number one priority, in my opinion, is to stop the occupation of Iraq and instead of killing people, talk to them, feed them, and talk peace instead of war. Love and hope to you. Kate Schock, Rock Springs, Wyoming.
This isn't B.J. Hill's first time on the road.
I did a walk across Mexico back in 96. I did my walk across Massachusetts back in 2006. So it's not like I just up and said one day, hey, I'm going to walk across the country. See you later. I did put a lot of planning into this.
He's also traveled the world, teaching English in China, Japan, and Afghanistan. On this trip, he's walked about 6,500 kilometers. He's gone through 8 pairs of shoes. He's pitched his tent behind churches, in open fields, in the woods.
I've been to a rodeo in Nebraska, for example. I've been to the library in Salt Lake City. I've been to senior citizen centers in Nevada, powwows, again in Nebraska. Anywhere that I was going to be, that there was going to be a group of people, I try to get in there and, you know, and kind of introduce myself. Today is August 21st, and I am sitting in Anna, Illinois, with Fran Jaffe. Fran, can you read your message to the president?
Dear Mr. Obama, I am hopeful for the future. However, this nation needs a representative who can put power and ego behind and truly try to do what is best for the people.
Did you notice there that Fran addressed her message, Dear Mr. Obama, back in August?
Even when Hillary Clinton was still in the race, I found that a lot more messages were addressed to Barack Obama than to anyone else. So it really wasn't a surprise to me when Barack Obama actually won.
If his schedule holds, BJ Hill will take the last steps of his journey on January 18th. 2 days later, with a ticket provided by Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, he'll take those 3 leather books with him into the U.S. Capitol when he attends the inauguration of President Barack Obama. Hill does not have an official invitation to meet with the president, but he's hopeful.
You know, I'm just asking for, you know, 5 or 10 minutes to make sure that these books actually get into his hands. I started this project, and it's not going to finish until I see it through, until they're actually in his possession. Then I'll know that my walk is done.
For VOA News Now, I'm Sean Hurley.